This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A Republican lawmaker from the Upper Peninsula wants to make it illegal for transgender students to use bathrooms or locker rooms that don't match their birth sex. Senator Tom Casperson says he is pushing back against the State Board of Education, which is considering recommending trans students be allowed to use school bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. The senator says his bill would make that illegal unless schools first get a parent's consent. And even then, trans kids couldn't use those bathrooms if there's a chance anyone else is in them. State Senator Tom Casperson of the 38th District is with us now. You haven't introduced the bill yet, Senator, as the legislature's on its break, but what would it do?
I look at it as just common sense. It's going to still allow for the student with the parent to identify the problem that you certainly cited in your first comments, and that if a student is struggling with their identity, clearly we should be listening to what they have to say, then look at ways to make accommodations to accommodate that situation. But what we're pushing back on is the idea that we're going to put children together in bathrooms and locker rooms of the opposite sex. And that's one of the things that we're looking at doing, is saying that you can't do that, but you must, have some accommodations for those that might be uncomfortable because of not sure about their identity or their gender. We need to make accommodations, but make the accommodations for them and not just allow them to walk into a scenario that you're going to make other kids feel uncomfortable doing what we're doing. And so that's why we think this is common sense.
So your bill would say to, for example, to schools, okay, make a single occupancy restroom or a staff restroom available to a trans student rather than having a trans student decide his or herself which bathroom or which locker room to use.
Yeah, absolutely. I think putting young kids together in a scenario like a locker room setting, there's all kinds of ramifications that could occur there. So I just believe by them doing that or allowing for that, they're creating another problem versus trying to solve the problem and working with a student to solve what's going on here.
I'm curious, Senator Casperson, what are you hearing from your constituents? I mean, what are their biggest concerns or fears, if you will, about this proposal?
When I talk to adults and myself, having four children myself, I can tell you, if my school district suggested they would allow a young boy to go in a locker room with where my young daughter is, there's no way that I would be comfortable with that as a parent. It's not that I don't want to help the individual that's struggling, but doing that doesn't seem to solve a problem. It creates a problem. So that's part of the concern that I hear from a lot of adults right now when they hear about this. The other is the parental part of it, where there's a sense of that a student can go and get some counseling and guidance from somebody within the school. But as this is all taking place, there's no parental involvement whatsoever. And we believe the parents should be involved in these decisions. It's not that we don't make some accommodations for these children, but those ideas and suggestions need to come in part by not just the counselor at school, but parental involvement as well. And so the bill would require that as well, and that the student with the parent can go make these requests and then work through the problems with the school together, really with the parents involved in it. We also are concerned about maybe a situation where there might be some abuse or something at home that needs to go through the courts. And so we really want to identify that as well and make sure that, again, the student is protected here ultimately. But I don't think the broad brush, in my opinion, the broad brush that the Department of Education used, it was more broad, and it was kind of like all students fell under that category, and all students that might have this conflict within, they absolutely did not have to involve the parents. And that's what I hear from people pretty regularly right now. Now that they're aware of it, this is one of the things that's really got parents upset about, and that is that the student could do this through the school system without them even knowing it.
But I do have to ask this. It has happened where, let's say, a 14- or 15-year-old trans student has very good reason to fear that he or she would be kicked out by their parents. And so the option of not telling parents is therefore to protect those children. Where is a 14- or 15-year-old trans student going to go if indeed they're kicked out? Because it that does happen.
Right, and that's where the court scenario plays a role, just like similar to the actions that we've seen with young girls that find themselves pregnant and are looking at an abortion as an option, sometimes they've got scenarios going on at home that they can't bring the parent in, and the courts can rule on that and decide whether or not that's the case or not the case. But I think this would fall under that same category. But to simply suggest that we're going to avoid the parents, to me, that doesn't show common sense. And you can give scenarios like you just suggested one. I think we might always have a case like that somewhere that we must deal with, and that's why I think it's appropriate to include the courts into some of those decision-making processes. But at the same time, I think the Department of Education is far broader than that. This is like a one-size-fits-all type of a fix, and including the exclusion of the parent.
Let's talk about the legal aspects of this proposed bill, and I'm going to play something for you. We spoke with Jay Kaplan, who's an attorney with the ACLU of Michigan, and we asked the ACLU if this proposed legislation is passed and becomes law, would they go to court about it to block it? And here is what he said.
We would absolutely consider filing a lawsuit. It's clearly so unconstitutional, and it clearly violates the equal protection rights of transgender students. It violates their privacy, and it's in violation of Title IX, which the Department of Education and as well as the Department of Justice has made very clear covers transgender students. And this kind of policy totally goes against the civil rights guidelines under the Department of Education, and it also puts Michigan public schools in jeopardy of potentially losing funding as a result if this became a law.
So, Senator Casperson, why wade into these constitutional legal challenges? I mean, do you feel you have law backing this on your side as well?
I do. I believe there was some legislation in Michigan, actually, that was passed in 1976, I believe was the date on it, that would counter what I just heard. But at the same time, this isn't just about one student that might have a challenge as far as their gender and where they stand that way. This is for all the kids, and where are their rights, and where is their privacy rights? It's not that we don't want to help all kids. We must help all kids, but we have to be concerned about all kids' privacy rights as well. It appeared to me what I just heard, they're totally forgetting all of that and dismissing it and telling the other kids just accept it. That's not listening to certainly the parents out here that I'm listening to, and certainly not using what I would call a common sense approach to it.
You know, it is interesting, isn't it, Senator, that this is all kind of making headlines in Michigan at the same time that we're seeing headlines in Georgia and in North Carolina about legislative efforts regarding LGBTQ rights. We know that the Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal just vetoed that religious freedom bill that was very controversial. And North Carolina's attorney general has just said he won't defend the state's law blocking cities from passing their own protections. There was a lot of pushback from business. Are you worried about similar repercussions for Michigan if this bill proceeds?
Yeah, I've heard all those things. But again, I just believe what we're proposing is really a common sense approach to this. It's not to say we shouldn't be helping or be concerned about certain children that are confused about where they really stand. I think we need to certainly listen and have avenues to help those children. We're just simply debating the approach that the Department of Education is taking, and we're taking all kids' concerns into consideration here. And I think what we've done really applies to all the kids. It provides common sense approaches to the kids that might be uncomfortable. I had even read in the outline of what they were proposing that if a student, let's say some young girl, had a problem with a young boy in the locker room with them, she was so uncomfortable with that fact that she could go then and talk to the school, and then the school would segregate that student out of their setting and segregate them out. Well, wait a minute. What about her rights? What about her concerns? What about her privacy rights? All those things are in there that need to be dealt with. It seems like the department is not dealing with them, and in fact, it seems like they're dealing with them the opposite way that the ACLU just suggested needed to be invoked on behalf of a person that's struggling with their gender.
As I was going through reading dozens and dozens of comments, there were parents commenting and worrying about, well, what happens if a boy decides I feel like going into the girls' locker room? And we've heard from trans activists, it's a much deeper process than that. But there are certainly fears that aren't necessarily based entirely on facts. In fact, we know that there have been no reported incidents of assault or harassment by a trans person in that setting. So as a lawmaker, how do you work at balancing some of these fears, which perhaps are not based entirely on facts, with creating laws that might infringe on individual rights? It's got to be a tough balancing act.
Yeah, it is. But I would argue that I think common sense has to prevail here. We're all human. We're born with an identity. and to suggest that somehow we can put those two identities together in what I would call private settings, personal settings, it lends itself to a problem, and there's no reason for that. We can find accommodations that will help the individual that needs the help and work with them, absolutely, but creating another problem just makes no sense. And I fall back on what I'm hearing from parents, and as a parent myself, I'm concerned about doing something like that, especially with young children. To me, we're creating a scenario that's going to cause even more confusion. And that's what we should be concerned about. Let's be concerned about all the children, including those that are struggling with gender identity. And I think the policy that the board has put in place leaves a portion of kids out, or more or less tells them, you must accept this and live with it. And that, to me, would be saying the same thing to the student that is struggling with the gender identity, to just not listen to them and say, well, just live with it. And I don't think that's appropriate, but I think it's the same thing for both sides of the equation here. That's why I think they're out of balance with what they're doing.
State Senator Tom Casperson, Republican from the Upper Peninsula's 38th District. Senator, thank you so much for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Yep. Thanks for having me.